One of the features that defines a nega on a person's skin as being tzara'as is if there are two white hairs that grow from inside of the nega. And it is apparent from the pesukim that talk about this that the white hairs need to have grown from the nega, or at least need to have turned white, after the nega itself appeared on the person's body. But if the white hairs were there first, and then the color of the skin in that area changed into a nega, then the white hairs would not be a feature that would define the nega as tzara'as. One of the other features that would make a nega on a person's skin, at least in certain scenarios, tzara'as, is if there is a patch of regular healthy skin in the middle of the nega. The question is, do we view the part of the nega that is taken up by the healthy skin as a part of the nega? All of the nega, including the healthy skin, is part of the tzara'as. And there's just a condition that part of the nega have healthy skin. Or perhaps the tzara'as is really only the part of the nega that is irregular skin. It's just that in order for the irregular skin to be considered tzara'as, it must have some healthy skin in the middle. But the healthy skin is not part of the tzara'as itself. According to the way we are going to understand the Mishnah, it will emerge that this is actually a dispute between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachomim in this Mishnah. Baheres Kagris, if there is a nega that is as bright as snow, often in the Masechta this is going to be the classic example of a nega, even though the laws will equally apply to other shades of white. And the nega itself is the size of a bean, which is the minimum size that tzara'as needs to be. Uvo micha kadosha, and inside of this nega is a patch of healthy skin, at least the size of a lentil. That's the minimum amount of healthy skin that would need to be in the nega in order to define the nega as tzara'as. V'seir lovam b'seicha michya, and there are two white hairs inside growing from the healthy part of the nega. Holcha michya, and then the healthy patch of skin went away, and that was also covered up by the nega. So although one of the features that made the nega into tzara'as disappeared, since the other feature, the white hairs, is still there, tameya, the nega would be considered impure, the person would be considered imetzira mipnei sira lovon because of the two white hairs that remain. Likewise, holcha sira lovon, if the two white hairs go away and disappear, Tomei mipnei hamichya, the nega is still going to be considered impure, it's still going to be considered tzara'as, because of the feature of the healthy patch of skin that is still there and makes the nega into tzara'as. However, Rabbi Shimon says that in the first case of the Mishnah, where the healthy patch of skin disappeared, the nega is pure, and we don't say that since there are two white hairs still remaining, so the nega is considered tzara'as. Because until now, the two white hairs were inside the healthy part of the nega. And according to Rabbi Shimon, we don't really consider the healthy part of the nega to be considered the part of the tzara'as. Which means that even when the healthy part of the skin turned into the nega came after the two white hairs, which means that the two white hairs are not going to be a feature that would turn the nega into tzara'as, as the Mishnah explains, but initially hafchatu abaheres, because it's not the nega which turned it into being white. In general, when the two white hairs grow there after the nega exists on the skin, then we view it as if the nega itself is what turned the hairs white. That's the language that the Pasuk uses. The point is that the nega came before the white hairs. The reason why the first opinion of the Mishnah argues against Rabbi Shimon is because he understands that even the healthy patch inside of the nega is considered to be part of the tzara'as. It's a necessary condition for the nega to be considered tzara'as, and therefore the white hairs did grow inside of the tzara'as, inside of the nega. The second half of the Mishnah brings a very similar dispute between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachomim. Baheres hiu mechiosa kagris. If there is a nega, the example of the Mishnah once again is a nega which has a bright white, as bright as snow, and there is a healthy patch of skin in the middle of it, and altogether it is the size of a bean. In the previous case of the Mishnah, the tzara'as was the necessary size, even excluding the healthy patch. But over here, we include the healthy patch in making up the minimum size of the tzara'as. And interestingly, even though according to Rabbi Shimon, the healthy patch of skin in the middle of the tzara'as is not really considered to be a part of the tzara'as, nevertheless, it does combine to make up the minimum size that the nega needs to be in order to be considered tzara'as. So it's not a problem that the healthy patch is needed to make up the minimum size. Be it as it may, this time there are two white hairs growing out of the part of the nega that is not healthy skin, it's the actual nega itself. Essentially, there are two features of a hair that define the nega as being tsara'as, and really only one feature is necessary. So even if holcha amichya, the healthy patch of skin, disappears, tmeo mpnei sara lovon, the nega is still tome, it's still considered to be tsara'as. As long as the two white hairs exist there, holach sara lovon, if the two white hairs disappear, tome mpnei amichya, the nega remains tome because of the healthy patch of skin in the middle of it. However, once again, Rabbi Shimon says that in the first case where the healthy patch of skin disappeared, the nega is not considered to be tsara'as because the two white hairs existed there beforehand. And even though the two white hairs were not on the healthy part of the nega, nevertheless, since the white hairs did not grow out of a nega, which in and of itself is the size of a bean, the white hairs are not considered to be a feature that would make the nega into tsara'as. So interestingly, even though let's take a regular example of a nega that has a healthy patch of skin in the middle of it, we're not talking about a case of white hairs. Rabbi Shimon agrees that the healthy patch combines to make out the minimum size of the nega. However, with regards to the law that the two white hairs must grow after the nega was there, Rabbi Shimon understands that there needs to be a nega which is not healthy skin, which is at least the size of a bean in and of itself. Concludes the Mishnah, made there, Rabbi Shimon agrees, Shemesh bim kaim sira lovan kagris, if there is the size of a bean of nega skin, not healthy skin, and that's where the two white hairs are growing from, so then as long as the two white hairs grew after the nega existed, even if they grew before the healthy patch of skin disappeared, Sheu Tomei, the person would be Tomei, this is certainly considered to be Tzara'as. Mishnah Zayin, Baharis, if there is a nega, it's as white as snow, Uvo Michya, and there is a healthy patch of skin in the middle of it, so that's one feature that already defines the nega as being Tzara'as, and as well as that, Upisyain, the nega also expanded in size, that's also another reason to consider the nega as being Tzara'as. So this would be, for example, at the end of the first week, when he returns to the Kohen sees these two features on the nega. Meanwhile, holcha michya, the patch of healthy skin disappeared. Tmei mpnei apisyon, the nega is still considered to be impure, it's still considered to be tsara'as because of the expansion of its size. Holcha apisyon, if the expanded part of the nega disappeared and it returned to its original size, tmei mpnei amichya, the nega is still tomei impure as tsara'as because of the feature that it has of healthy skin in the middle of it. The same would apply if it had both the feature of two white hairs growing from it, and it expanded in its size. Even if one of those features disappears, the nega would still be tome, it would still be impure as tsara'as, as long as even just one of them remains. What happens if the Kohen examined a person's nega, and he ruled that the person needs to return to him after a week for an additional examination? The person is impure, he needs to be by himself for a week, and come back at the end of that week. And when he returned to the Kohen for a second examination, the nega had left, it totally disappeared from the person's body in the middle of that week, but by the end of the week, the nega had returned. The question is whether we consider this to be a totally new nega or not. The Mishnah says, Hari Kamosha Hoysa, we consider it to be the same original nega, and this would be considered the second examination. We don't start the process again, because what happens in between the two examinations is not really relevant. It all depends on the time that the nega is presented in front of the Kohen. However, l'achar p'tur, if after the person was exempted by the Kohen, for example, he already returned for after 2 weeks of being by himself, he returned for an examination in front of the Kohen, and the nega had disappeared. And then, after the Kohen declared him to be pure, then the nega returned to his body. In this case, since he was already exempted and he reached the end of the procedure of the tsara'as and he was declared pure, his nega should be viewed as from the beginning as a totally new case of a nega. What happens if the nega was very bright, it had a very bright white color shade, and then it became darker? As long as it's still one of the four shades that tsara'as can be, we would consider it to be the same nega, it's not a different nega, even though it has changed its shade of white. Keo v'nasis azar, or if it starts being a darker, duller white, and it becomes brighter, harihi kamosha hoysa, it is considered to be the same nega as always was, or vajlej smait mi'arbo amarais, as long as it does not become darker, duller than what or any of the four shades. As long as it is still one of the four shades that Saras could be, we consider it to be the same Nega. The next case of the Mishnah talks about a Nega that was exactly the minimum size of a bean upon being examined by the Kohen the first time, and the Kohen told him to be by himself for a week and return for an examination at the end of that week. And when the person returned to the Kohen at the beginning of that second examination at the end of the week, Konsa, the Nega had diminished in size, and it was now smaller than the minimum size necessary for a Nega to be Tzara'as. However, as the Kohen was examining the Nega, before he made a verdict on its status, Uposisa, it expanded, and now it was the same size that it originally was. So certainly, the person at least needs to return for another week and be by himself, and return for an examination at the end of the 2 weeks, at the end of that second week. The question is, can we view this as an expansion of the Nega? In which case, already now, it will be confirmed Tzara'as. The Mishnah now brings a second case. Posasar, what happens if when the Kohen comes back at the end of the first week, when the person comes back to the Kohen at the end of the first week, the Nega is larger, it has expanded in relation to its size a week ago. So if the Kohen would have managed to get there in time and give a verdict that it is Tzara'as, indeed it would be Tzara'as. However, before he managed to give that verdict, Vakonsa, the size of the Nega diminished, and it's now the same size as it was when it was first examined. The Mishnah says, in both of these cases, Rabbi Akiva Matame. Rabbi Akiva says that the Nega would be considered Tzara'as because there is evidence of a expansion in the size of the Nega. And right now it is at least the minimum size that a Nega needs to be, so both of those conditions have been fulfilled, and therefore it would be considered Tzara'as. On the other hand, V'achachom Matarin, the Chachom say that it is pure, it's not considered to be Tzara'as, and this is because at the end of the day, right now, it is exactly the same size as it was a week ago, and therefore we cannot consider this to be an expansion in the size of the Nega, so it would not be considered Tzara'as according to the Chachomim. Mishnah Ches, Baharis Kagris, if there is a Nega, the example used by the Mishnah is a Nega that is as bright as snow, and it is exactly the size of a bean, the minimum size that Tzara'as needs to be. Uposes like a Chatzi Gris, and it expanded in size. It spread by an amount of half a bean, but meanwhile, the holach min ha'oim kachatzi gris, an equivalent amount of half of a bean, that size, that amount of the a part of the nega that was originally there, disappeared. So it's almost as if the nega has shifted along slightly. Rabbi Akiva says, Teira batchilo, we view this as a totally new nega from the beginning. It's not considered to be a continuation of the procedure of the Nega that already began the first examination. And this is because the original Nega that existed is now smaller than the minimum size. The part of the Nega that is new, where it spread, that's only considered to be the original Nega spreading. But if the original Nega is now smaller than the minimum size that a Nega needs to be, the spreading of the Nega cannot combine to make up the minimum size of the main Nega itself that needs to be there from the beginning. So each half of the Nega by itself is too small, so in terms of considering it a continuation of the original Nega, it's nothing. But of course we can view it now as a new Nega starting from the beginning. There is a Nega, it's the minimum size, and they would go through the regular procedure of examining that Nega and telling the person to be by himself, come back for another examination, etc., like we have seen. On the other hand, v'chachom mitarin, the chachom say that the person would become pure, that is to say, they view it as being the same Nega as was originally. They understand that the minimum size of a bean is just the minimum size that the entire Nega needs to be. But there is no need for the part of the Nega that was always there from the beginning. That doesn't need to be the size of a bean. And since we view it as being the same Nega, if it remains exactly the same size, it's just shifted a little bit, then he will be told to be by himself for a week and return for another examination. And if we've already reached the examination at the end of the 2 weeks, then he would indeed be declared pure, because that's what the verdict for a Nega that remains the same size for 2 weeks is. Mishnah Tes, Baharis Kagris, if there is a Nega that is the size of a bean, the minimum size, Uposa Kachatzi Gris V'oid, and it spreads on one side by slightly more than half a bean, the amount, the size of half a bean. And meanwhile, v'holach min ha'oim kachatzi gris, the amount of half a bean disappears from the part of the Nega that was there from the beginning. So now the overall size of the nega is actually larger than the nega was at the time of the first examination. And because of that, even according to Rabbi Akiva, that in the previous Mishnah said that we view it all as a new nega from the beginning, in this case Rabbi Akiva Metame, Rabbi Akiva says that it is defined as definite tzara'as that would make the person impure, because a feature that considers the nega tzara'as exists. If it remained exactly the same size, so there's no feature that defines the nega as tzara'as, so then there's nothing to give any significance enough to the nega for us to view it as being a continuation of the procedure of the first nega that began. And therefore we start the procedure again, but over here that the nega has expanded in size, we view it as still being a continuation of that original nega that began, whose procedure began, and therefore it would be considered tzara'as because it has spread and expanded in size. V'chachom metarin. However, the chachom say that it would be ruled pure. And the truth is, in a regular case, the Chachomim would actually say that it is Tomei, because like we saw in the previous Mishnah, according to the Chachomim, we do view this as a continuation of the original Nega, and since it has become larger, it would be considered Tzara'as. However, the Mishnah over here is talking about a case where the Nega was already confirmed to be Tohar, pure, because it didn't develop any of the features that define it as Tzara'as for 2 weeks. It remained the same size, and then after it was already confirmed to be pure, then this occurred. So in a regular case, a nega is already considered to be a nega, we're just waiting to see whether it's tzara'as or not. Over here, the nega already received the status of being tohar, pure. We're trying to revive it as being a nega. So for that, if the part of the nega that was there originally is less than the size of a bean, then the nega would not be revived, and according to the Chachomim, it would be fully pure. The Mishnah ends off, Baheres Kagris, if the nega was the size of a bean, Uposso Kagris V'oid, and it spread by an amount even larger than a bean, V'holchol Ha'oim, and then the entire part of the nega that was there from the beginning disappeared. So it's expanded in size, but none of the original part of the nega remains. Rabbi Akiva Metame, Rabbi Akiva says that this nega is considered to be Tomei as Tzara'as, because at the end of the day, it expanded, and according to Rabbi Akiva, there is no need for the original part of the nega to be the minimum size. However, according to the Chachom, we view this as an entirely new nega because the original part of the nega is not there anymore.